Parshas Toldos learns, mentioned by the Parshas, but we're going to see him, but the Medrash here, the Medrash Tanchuma, it says like this, when Yitzchok became older, V'achtichena einam mere ois, his eyes became hard of seeing, he called his son Esav. And the V'tachen is mashma like it was a hemshech to what was going to be continued next. Vayta, his eyes he couldn't see. And now he calls to bench his son to give the brachas, which everybody knew how important the brachas were. This was the brachas of everything that was going to be in the future, of all the schusim that was given to Yavron and to Yitzchok now it's going to pass on to the next generation. The bracha of Yitanacha, the bracha of all the good things in life. And even Esav, when he heard later on how much tzar he had, that he wasn't able to get the brachas. Well, it says, V'atichena einam miros, his eyes became hard. Why did his eyes become hard? So Rashi brings three pshatim. Oh, there are two pshatim, Rashi brings. There's a third pshat. The Medrash says another pshat. Shoichai, the Aver, the Meshuchat from Esav, also. Rashi brings another pshat that was on the Mizbeach. So, it was about to be shechted. So the world opened up. The boys is shown if to Hashemav Ro Machen Shoy by Yiboich, and they were crying, and their tears were falling into the eye drop, the eyelids of Yitzchok Avinu, and therefore was Koheina. The Machen that she Yito Yaakov is a brachas. Yaakov will take the brach. But the Medrash says the Meredik is Ach. The Medrash adds another knetch over here. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take away the vision of Yitzchok Avinu? We have to realize taking away the vision had a big hashpah. The Suma is Choshev Kemeis, the Gemara says. Be'emes Rashi in this week's parasha in Vayetze, the beginning of Vayetze, when he says that Yaakov left, so who was left around? Yitzchok was left around. But Yitzchok wasn't considered, Rashi says later on, Yitzchok was locked up in the house. Now, okay, Yitzchok, Rashi says, Al b'shalom atzinu b'kra, shilosh b'ra shmam, a tzadikim b'chay, Hashem doesn't place his name, Yahweh's name on a tzadik. When he's alive, that's because, ain't because lo yami, you never know what a tzadik has in his until death, a person could do chas b'shalom, go up even later. Kan yirshu al yidu v'shakol, ain't al b'kol b'bayis. Rashi brings that as a raya. The Yitzchok was taka. Farayu kemeis. Yitzchok was like a maze. Yitzchok was like a maze. What's the raya? The suma. He was a suma. So why did Hashem take away the vision of Yitzchok? So the Medrash is another knetch over here. Zok the Medrash. Vatichena ve'enov. Vatichena moyas maksim l'malo. Vatichena moyas ruch l'Yitzchok. These women, before this parasha, we have to give a little introduction by side. Obviously, you know this already. I'm just telling you, all of you guys were in Chumash. What else are you doing Shabbos afternoon after the tefillin? Three choices: sleep, and more sleep. But some of the guys have the number four, none of the above, and they talk about learning some Chumash to do the parasha. So Lamaisa, you stayed the parasha beforehand. That Esav HaRosha took wives into the house, and these wives weren't taka, let's put it this way, they didn't attend the local Beis Yaakov. These wives were taka, no one got the name, but these wives were taka women that were taka oyga with the Zorah. And they used to taka like the smoke, hookah and all these types of things, but they didn't just stop smoke or hookah, they did hookah. They smoked up the hookah. I don't know what else what they were smoking up over there, but they were smoking up a lot. And there was a lot of smoke in the house. they held up that song, "Get Me High, Get Me High." Anyway, for the Maisa, there wasn't the Lord there; it was the Pesel, whatever. Get Me High. Yeah. Anyway, so the Maisa, there was a lot of usher in the house, a lot of smoke clouds in the house, and the Maisa, obviously, that they were mocked in love, but the Zohar caused a tremendous sigh to Yitzhak Avinu. Omar Esav and Otum Bnois Kanan. For you know she me ashnois and me katchois la vod ezor shlohem. And the Shechina left Yitzhak Avinu. Imagine Yitzhak Avinu was sitting all the day with the Shechina. Yitzhak Avinu was the oyle tmimo. He wasn't allowed to marry another wife. And Shifrat says, because oyle tmimo wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. He wrote for Eretz, he didn't go to Mitzvah, but he go to Eretz Plishtim. Why? Because oyle tmimo was a holy, holy man for the time of the, you have to realize for the time of the Akedah Yitzhak was a tzadik gomer. He was mamish out of this world. And Mamela, the Shechina was always with Yitzchak. I was living with Avram. And all of a sudden, Esav comes home one day. "Hi, ma'am. What's up, pa? Pa? I got some paws to bring you. Some big bear paws to bring you. To meet my wives, Shirley and Laurie. Nice wives. They tend the local P.O. Box 27. What's it called? Local 20, you know, what's it called? It's P.S. 27, right. P.S. Postscript 27. Movie number 2. Anyway, they're here. They're coming home. Okay, put something on their head, at least get some type of, you know, some tichel they should put on when they light the candles. Oh boy, they light candles in that house. The problem was it wasn't Sabbath candles. That's different candles they were lighting. And the Maisa, they were lighting candles, MC candles. Not Master of Ceremonies, trying to figure it out. Anyway, it's coming up in December. But anyway, they were lighting candles in the house. But these candles were talking about his daughter, Rahman and Swan. Can you imagine the sight? You're still sitting in the air, horribly, like so, you see this. He's with the Shechina. What is that I hear, Rifka, in the background? Dun 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 dun. SC's coming for supper tonight. With his red suit. Mamish, in his house. The Shechina goes out. Can you imagine the pain? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of that, took away his vision. Zohar Chazal. Boy, Roya Yitzchak who made Yitzchak, he walked in every day. He's going on his way to shul with his tefillin. And there's a big tree, everybody said, in the living room. I don't want to tell you which type of tree. Lori and Christy were decorating the tree. My paw! Yitzchak Avinu walking with his towel to turn, he gets a hard paw from Lori as she's decorating the Christmas tree. Chmol and Tzal are saying the base measures. That's what's going on, and Yitzchak was seen as every day was Meitzah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did unbelievable Zach, he took away Yitzchak's vision for the Tzal that he had of it. So we live in this man in a different way. I want to see Mazda tonight. So everybody thinks, Esav, he got back. He gave sight to his parents. Gevaldik. He had sight to his parents. It's Gevaldik. It's the greatest thing in the world. Because Baruch Hu took away father's vision. He won't be made to anymore. I got everything I have. Lori and Christy come home every night. And the house, everything's Gevaldik. What happens to his side? Yitzchak has no vision. Now comes time for the brachas. Can't see. He wouldn't be able to see. He wouldn't be able to give the brachas to Esau. So what comes out? Did Esau win? You mitzar another mensch? You lost out everything, Esau. You think, you big bully, as was shown when I sit down, you're going to be mitzar another mensch? What's come from them? Tzar another mensch, but you're going to be happy tzar. Yitzhak, Tzoko, Gedoylu, Moro, Yitzhak, Esau cries out, but he brought himself to the matzah. Why? Because he was the Tsar, his father. And then from that, what came out, when you caused Tsar, that you're going to have the biggest Tsar upon you. And so you think you get away with it, and it's Tsar, another person, but you never get away with it. The service of Dover, by Yitzhak Tsarka, over what it is in the Tsar. Habrocha, achas, pa, just one brocha. One brocha! Al tikri epis, ela epis! Zero! No brochas, Esau! And why did the cow, what, I'll tell you what it came out. You missar him, you got the tsar back. Because that's how it goes with Sarah Bosan. A person with Sarah another mensch, you have to be so careful not to be Sarah another mensch. The Gemara is up to Chagiga. I feel a hoire kina. You kill a louse in front of somebody else. A little kina, if I say louse. Not a mouse. A louse. It's one life. It's a louse, right? You kill a louse. You kill a little thing in front of me. You do disgusting something in front of somebody else on the side. I don't want to go, it goes on in yeshiva. Some people, they do things disgusting in front of you. You cause sad to somebody else with disgusting. That's a sad. I'm not saying that's going to be the, but the yisoy gadol. A person causes sad to someone else. That's sad. It comes back in return of this. And how many times people have to go through suffering and suffering because they cause sad to other mention? I saw on Shabbos an unbelievable sad about that. The Pshloim Zalman Orabach, the tzaddik, the Otzim and tzaddik, the tzaddik, obviously, before the tzaddik, the masvid, Rabbani learned much more than us. And Yalara has much more things to do. Even if we say we're not into learning, we have so much to do. We're so busy, Rebbe. But Rabbi Shlom Zalman used to, every day after he finished eating his chicken, he used to take whatever he ate, he used to take the plate and put it into the garbage. So there was once a kid or somebody asked him, Rebbe or Rashiva or Tati, I'll take the plate, I'll put it myself into the garbage. No, I don't want people have to see my leftovers. I want to see my chicken bones and my who knows what. In yeshiva, everything goes in yeshiva. We can retire anything. I leave my chicken bones and my fingernails on the plate in front of my friends. I'll pick my nose in front of him because, you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People don't realize. When you do something that's not because of the tzad to somebody else, disgusting somebody else, it's a chesaron of derech eretz. And that's what Shlomo Zalman said, I'm not going to let anybody clean off my plate because it causes tzad. That somebody might have a tzad, but you see, it's not proper. Guys, forget about it, clean off the plate. They leave chicken bones all over the table. You come in the morning, you get another viewing, the second viewing of the chicken bones. Now they're crunched a little way with the bite marks in them. For breakfast, you get to see it before you make your eggs. You have a beautiful appetite. You get to see the guy because he had to eat that 12:45 burger bar. He's so hungry, really. So hungry. I'm 15 years. So hungry. Not thinking that hungry. But you leave it around. You leave around the bones for everybody to see. What are you, an animal? When you finished, you devoured. You're like a bear. He devoured his face. He leaves around the skeleton. You know, the deer. Here he is, the deer. And here it is, you come into the dining room in the morning, there it is, everybody's bar burger with a half-bitten hamburger. Half-bitten with the teeth marks into the bun. Teeth-marked bun. You see, you can measure out whose teeth it is. That's how nice it is. Thanks for leaving it around for everybody. And then he spills on the table a sticky juice. It's all sticky and it's on the bench. And he's going to sleep now because someone's going to sit down and have a big surprise tomorrow. Punch. Punch pants. Pee-pee. Not that I'm saying. Punch pants. He has mamish. He's going to sit on the bench and, oh boy, he's going to sit. Really, I couldn't make it to say that. I was stuck to the bench, the lunch bench. Somebody left punch around for me. I got stuck to the bench. Where's the derech eretz? I don't know what you do in your homes. You leave on the table spilled punch, milk after breakfast, everything left around, spilled my egg, half bitten eggs. Maybe there are some avich who want my eggs. Maybe he's hungry. And leave it around the table with this half eaten cereal. Everybody has to see it. They're half eaten. The voice side takes about maybe a quarter of his. Maybe a third of a second, take your bowl and you take it over to the garbage. I think there's no garbage. She has no garbage right there. There are garbage where you can take it away and put it away. What's the problem? Oh, I wasn't paid for it. I wasn't paid for taking my cereal bowl. If you give me 2 shekels, I'll clear off my cereal bowl every day. I can make a big deal on this. I'll leave off my cereal bowl every day. I'll make 100 shekels a month by leaving my cereal bowl. It's a pellet of the gazava, but it's a weird thing about it. And nose tissues, every day, coming to the base measure, the guy leaves all his nose tissues. You see how many times he blew his nose today. Well, that bucket 7 times. Good thing we don't have those stenders we used to have when you pull it back. You get a snowstorm with blown snow in the hospital and blown the thing. You come to some shoes, you get a mamish snowstorm. 51 pairs of tissues coming at you from all directions. But here it's not so bad. We have tables. You just leave it on the table. So this way the guy walks by has to see all the things how good was Second Seder today? Baruch Hashem. You blew your nose about 7 times. Every table has another piece of tissue that you blew. What is it? Weird? I'm not going to say it. I'm trying to say in the bathroom itself. You go in there. I don't know what the guy was doing in there. Clean it up! The guy goes to the bathroom. It's embarrassing to say this. The guy goes to the bathroom. Clean it up! What do you expect? The guys that walk in there, oh wow, schmack! It looks like last night's supper. What's going on? Where the damn that guy walks in there? It's dirty. I'm telling you, I'm halal to tell you. I walk in there, I feel bad, I clean up something else. I can't, how can you walk in there? The guy left, I don't know, it's a present for the next time. it's embarrassing to speak about it, take it off the tape, but in the Maisa, where's the Dach Eretz? You walk into some bathroom, I don't know what, where did this guy come from? From the jungle? Jungle gym, what's going on? What's the shot? He goes to the bathroom, either it's all Baruch Hashem decorated the seat. It's one type of thing. Or inside, what's going on? Take a brush or take a tissue or wipe it. What's going on? Somebody else has to come there. The Gemara speaks to that. They have to go. They have to clean up. They have to yourself to make sure that everything's good. If someone comes in, it should be disgusted. And if a guy comes in and you see that he's disgusted, he walks out. Oh, you pay. He's disgusted. You're going inside, and sad is paid back with sad. That's what it seems. Let me imagine you're going inside to somebody else. If Shlomo Zalman Arba, he had time to clean off his own dish. To make sure that no one cleans off his own dish. Why? Not to be going inside of us. We don't realize that we're inside. We don't realize a person who's a mensch, the Torah teaches us, we're not supposed to be going anytime to anybody. But that means that we have to be careful what we do and our actions and everything around us, what we eat and what we sleep and what we do, and not to cause sad. People think, oh wow, I got drunk and I woke up people at night. You don't understand, you go to Shina, there are stories and stories, but I don't have to go into. People have problems with Shidduchim, people have problems with this, people have problems with that side of their life. You never know. So he thought he was having a good time drinking a beer. He woke people up at night, he kept people up at night. He was going sad, also besides the people talking, but sad, the guy couldn't go to sleep. He's having a good time. And he's enjoying himself. He's talking to this, and he's talking to that, and he's making loud noise, and he's keeping people up. If he starts trying to sleep, he just wants to go to sleep. And this guy's screaming and yelling at the top of his lungs, and he calls this guy Tsar. You're burning into Kuli Alma. You don't know what you're playing with. Tsar is fire. It's fire. Causing Tsar to somebody else in any way is fire. Saying something that causes Tsar. Acting as though it causes Tsar. It's fire. You were all aware, I had this son and that son. Who knows where it came from, Rabbi Yisrael? Any son that we cause somebody, directly or indirectly, you have to work hard not to cause other people's son. And the yeshiva expression, there's so many opportunities you're causing son back and forth. And the person sees, oh, this doesn't go that. Who knows why? But it could be because the person causes son. Tosok Chazal didn't say Shtarka. The ace of Arusha had son. Because Yitzhakov took away the brachas, Zok the Medrash Taka says that when was it paid back? In Shushan Abira. Mordechai was the descendant of Yaakov, and Yitzhak Tzok, he had to cry out because Esav cried out at that time. Oh, he did not peace lay. Doesn't make a difference. You caused tears, you caused sadness, even if it was supposed to be done. He had a psak of the voo, he had to be done. A person has sad, of Chaim Shulavis is Mazda, Ezoivi and I. It's a Zoivia knife. Terah Treren is a messer, he says. Tears are like a knife. You cause sad to somebody, you had kavana, it didn't have kavana. Somebody cried, somebody had sad. It's like you're cutting a vegetable. It's your own hand. You don't have a rush to do it. Your hand happens to be there. I didn't intend to do it. It's going to cut through. Treren is a messer. That's a price for it. You cause sad pain to somebody in your lifetime, it's going to come back to haunt you about that. So you got away with it. And so didn't catch me. He grounded me. He didn't grind me. He's going to grind me up soon. Like, not soon. But the Maisa, is he going to ground me? He's not going to ground me. That's not the point of us. What's much more? What about me grounding you? Much, much more. You cause sound to another mensch. And maybe he's mamish angry at you. And he's going down. Who knows what goes on? This guy now, he breaks his leg. He lost his phone, got taken away by the yeshiva, his iPod. It never would have been taken away. But you caught Tsar, now you get Tsar back. That's the Matthias. It's an equation. There's no way out of it. You got to be very, very careful about yourself. not to cause tzar to anybody, not waking them up, not hurting them, not doing things that indirectly cause tzar. You don't mean it. You go to the bathroom, you didn't mean it, you just forgot about it. My maid comes and cleans up after me. There's no maid here. You don't have it made. You gotta clean up what you made. You gotta clean it up. You gotta take care of it. And you gotta take care of what you're in the dining room. You gotta take care of where you go. You gotta be a mensch. And not cause tzar. Cause tzar is a tzar and is a messer. We should get this message, the messer. We should learn that we shouldn't cause tzar to anybody in any way or by side. And there is Hashem, the schus that we try hard not to cause any tzar. I wanna end with a maisa, unbelievable maisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orav, I see the goddess of Stamach Andrei. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orav was once there to Shai Rachman Litzlan. There was a story. There was a certain apartment building. A child was born to a young couple. And they wanted to name it. They went to Rav Shlomo. They went to ask. They wanted to name it after the father of the wife. His name was Yonason. The kids of that week during the Shiva Nebuch, before the bris, all of a sudden a kid in that building, a 2-year-old kid, a young kid was Nifka, his name was Yonason. So he went to Shlomo Zalman to ask the Shalom to give the name Yonason or not. Everybody hear the story? Unbelievable story. Shlomo Zalman said, Bishum Oifin Nisht, even though it was unbelievable. Bishum Oifin Nisht. Why? What's going to happen? At the bris, okay, maybe they won't come, they're in the Shiva. What's going to happen 2 years from now? You're in the courtyard, and they call your kid to come. Yonason, come here. The mother of the dead, of the person in Ebuch, of that kid that was killed, and to hear that name, Yonason. You know how much sign she's going to have? So, Bishum Zan, Bishum Oifanish. You have no kavanah, they call you a little kid, but what are you going to be goyrim? You're going to be goyrim that she's going to start thinking, oh, if only my Yonason was alive today. That sar is not worth it. It's indirect sar! Oh, to call sar to a mother like that, it's not worth it. B'shem Oifin, don't call the kid by the name of Yonason. They called it a different name. Thus is how far we have to go in all ways. To be careful not to mitzah another man. The schuss that we work hard not to mitzah. The schuss we work hard to make other people happy. Hashem will make us happy. We'll have only good things. May Hashem be glorified.